Hello children, and welcome to another episode of Tall Tales for Sleepyheads Season 3. Today's story is The Left Behind Cat. Now children, you all know that if we keep animals as pets, we have to take really, really good care of them. You have to treat them like your babies. And you have to be responsible for their food, for their clothing, and for their every little thing. This is a story of a cat who belonged to a family and wasn't very well looked after. Let's see what happened to her and what happened to the family. Tabby was a small striped cat with green eyes. She had a loud purr and a long tail. When she was pleased, she rubbed her head against the nearest person and her tail stood up in the air. Tabby belonged to Mrs. Jones. She liked Mrs. Jones because Mrs. Jones had a nice warm fire in the kitchen and every day she put down a plate of scraps and saucer of milk for Tabby to eat and drink. Tabby liked Mr. Jones too. He could scratch her very hard round the ears and she absolutely loved that. And then there were the two Jones children, Amanda and John. They played with Tabby and rolled her over and gave her a cotton reel on a bit of string. Tabby liked her home and the bit of garden where she basked in the sun. She was a happy little cat living with a perfect family. Now, when August came, the Jones family thought they would go to the seaside. What fun it would be to lie on the warm sand to bathe and dig and eat ice creams. Amanda and John were excited. Even Tabby got excited when she saw them packing up and rushing about to find all kinds of things they wanted to take away. "What shall we do with Tabby while we are away, Mama?" asked Amanda suddenly. "Are we going to lock the house up, Mama? Can we take Tabby?"
No, said Mummy. "All the doors and windows will have to be locked up and the house has to be locked up and bolted in case a burglar comes. Perhaps we can ask our neighbor, Mrs. Brown, if she can look after Tabby for us." But Mrs. Brown was going away too, so she couldn't.
"We'll ask Mrs. Thomas," said Mummy. But Mrs. Thomas said no. She couldn't possibly have Tabby because she kept canaries. And cats and canaries? Well, they don't go very well together, do they?
"Can't we send her away to a place where people keep cats and dogs when their owners are away?" asked John. "Peter's dog went to a good place while they went for a holiday."
"Oh no, we can't send Tabby anywhere like that," said Mummy. "Those shelters are expensive. I'll think of something. Don't you worry."
But do you know, in all the hurry and bustle of packing and shutting the house, everyone forgot about Tabby. Mummy didn't ask anyone else, and at last the morning came when the Jones family were to go to the sea for 2 weeks. Amanda remembered Tabby 10 minutes before they had to leave.
"Mummy! Mummy!" she called. "What about Tabby?"
Mrs. Jones was hot and bothered and cross and very, very tired.
"Tabby will just have to look after herself," she said. "She's a cat. She can easily catch mice and birds, and I'll ask Mrs. Terry next door to put down some milk each day. Now don't worry me anymore. Off you go." They all went off in a taxi, excited and happy. Mr. Jones locked the front door and saw that every window was shut and fastened. He shut the front gate.
bang, and all of them were gone. Tabby was lying on top of the wall, wondering what all the excitement was about. She watched the taxi out of sight. She wondered when the family would be back. They'll all be back by tea time, I'm sure, thought Tabby. Mrs. Jones always gives me my milk then. Tabby lazed in the sun as cats love to do. But soon the sun went in and dark clouds blew up. The rain poured down hard. Tabby didn't like her coat wet, so she jumped down and ran to the back door. But the door was shut too. Oh, where can I go? Thought Tabby in dismay. She ran in the rain to the shed where the Jones family kept their bicycles. But will you believe it? That was shut too. Tabby crouched under a bush, licking the raindrops off her fur when they dripped through the leaves. At tea time, the house was still shut. Mrs. Jones was not there to give Tabby her meal. Tabby was very hungry. She wondered how she could get something to eat. There were no mice about in the daytime. Indeed, there were very few mice at all, for no one left food about. Tabby would have liked a nice fat mouse, but she knew quite well it was no good hunting for one. She was a pet cat. She was used to being fed and looked after, and she did not know how to catch mice, or birds for that matter. As for birds, they were much too clever to be caught. There were too many cats in the road for the birds to be tame. The stupid, foolish birds had been killed long ago. Only the quick, sharp ones were left. Tabby knew she would never be able to catch one. She had often tried. The little cat stayed under the bush till the rain had stopped. Then, walking on tiptoes over the wet grass, she jumped up on the wall between her garden and the next. Perhaps Mrs. Terry next door would give her something to eat. But Mrs. Terry didn't like Tabby. You see, she didn't like cats. And Tabby had once sat on some seeds she had planted, and she always drove her away whenever she saw her now. She caught sight of the little cat in her garden and she rushed out and shooed her away. "Shoo! Shoo! Off with you! Off with you!" she said. "You naughty little cat! I'm not going to have you prowling about my garden now the Joneses have gone away. And you needn't think I'll give you any food either. If I do that, you will think you can live in my garden and you will spoil all my plants. Shoo!" Poor Tabby. She leapt back to her own garden again. The sun came out and she had warmed herself. She thought she had better wait patiently till the family came back home. She felt sure they would be back that night. But they didn't come back that night. No, they were far, far away down by the sea. They would not be back until 2 weeks had passed. They were happy. So happy and having so much fun that not one of them had thought of poor little Tabby. Tabby slept under the damp bush. There was nowhere else to go. She had run to the sheds she knew in other gardens, but they had all been shut but one, and that one already had a cat inside who wouldn't let Tabby come in. Just before dawn, Tabby woke up cold and hungry. She was so dreadfully hungry that she felt she must catch a mouse. So she crept quietly about, sniffing here and there. But there wasn't a single mouse anywhere. All that day, Tabby waited about for the Jones family to come back. She mewed outside the front door. She mewed outside the back door. Meow. 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 She wanted her nice basket by the kitchen fire. She wanted her dinner. She wanted some milk. She wanted a little petting and love. But the Jones family still didn't come back. Tabby went hunting round the dustbins of the houses in the road. She found an old bone. She found a crust of bread. She drank water from a goldfish pond 3 gardens away until the dog came and chased her up to the wall. Then she went back to her own garden and lay on the wall again. The big black cat that lived 2 doors away came and sat beside her. "You look miserable," he said. "What's the matter?"
"My family. I think something's happened to them. They have been away since yesterday and they haven't even come back today," said Tabby. "It is very strange. I can't get into the house. No one gave me any food and I'm so, so hungry."
"Your family has gone away for a long time," said the black cat, washing his face well with his wetted paw. "I heard my mistress say so."
"Huh? Why didn't they take me too?" cried Tabby.
"Cats never get taken away like dogs," said the black cat. "They forgot all about you, I expect."
"Oh no, they wouldn't," mewed Tabby. "Why, they love me and I love them. I'm their cat."
"Well, they can't love you very much if they go off and leave you without a home or food," said the black cat, washing behind his ears. "I should run away if I were you. I wouldn't want to belong to such a horrid family."
"But I love them," said Tabby. "I do, really. I can't believe they would do such a thing."
"Ha! You're just a silly, soft-hearted little Tabby," said the black cat, getting up. "Well, I must go. I hope you don't starve. I can spare you a drink of milk now and then if you like, but beware of our dog. He doesn't mind me, but he hates strange cats." The black cat ran back home. Tabby was left all alone. And now indeed she was dreadfully miserable. Could her family really have forgotten her? Didn't they think about her at all? Her whiskers drooped and she gave a small mew.
Meow.
She was a very sad little cat. The days went on. Tabby caught a cold through sleeping out in the rain, for the weather was very wet just then. She couldn't find enough to eat, just little scraps now and again. She grew thin and her fur lost its lovely shine. Soon she had the scared, frightened, lean look of a stray cat that has no home or family. One day, she felt so ill that she could hardly crawl. She dragged herself to the front door and lay there mewing faintly, though she knew quite well by now that there was no one to let her in.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Now down the road, just then came a red-headed boy whistling cheerfully. His name was Sandy and he had quick eyes and ears. He heard the faint mewing and stopped. He soon saw the little cat by the front door of the house and he stared at it.
"I believe the poor little thing is starving," he said. "It's as thin as can be. This house is shut up. I wonder if the people went away and left their poor little cat behind without food or shelter."
He went in at the gate. He picked up the cat and put it under his coat. "I'll take you home to Mummy," he said. "She'll know what to do. She never says no to anything hurt or ill." He carried Tabby home. His mother was sorry to see her looking so ill and thin. "She is starving," said Sandy's mother. "And she has a dreadful cold too. Poor little thing. I should think someone has gone away and left her behind." Sandy gave Tabby some hot milk. How she lapped it up. His mother found an old basket and put a bit of warm blanket inside. She lifted Tabby in and set her by the kitchen fire. Although it's summertime, it's cold and wet this week, she said. You want warmth and then you will lose your cold. For 7 days, Sandy nursed Tabby, and soon the little cat grew fat and her coat shone like silk again. She purred and rubbed her head against Sandy's legs. Sandy loved feeling her. Could we keep her, Mummy? He asked. If her family did leave her behind, uncared for, they don't deserve to have her back. Well, we'll ask the policeman if anyone has lost a cat, and if he doesn't know of anyone, we'll keep her, said Mummy, for she really is a darling. The policeman didn't know of anyone who had lost a cat. There had been no complaints. So Tabby had a new home and a new family, one that would never, never go away and leave her behind without food or friends. When the Jones family came back, they opened the house and unpacked. And then they started looking for Tabby. But she wasn't there. Tabby? 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 Called Amanda. But no Tabby came. Amanda burst into tears. Where is she? She sobbed. I want Tabby. But Tabby didn't come back, though Amanda and Joan called her 100 times the next day. Mrs. Terry looked at them over the fence. Do stop shouting for that cat of yours, she said. I saw it a week ago, looking really ill and so thin it was like a shadow. I think it might have died. It serves you right for going away and forgetting about it, poor creature. I don't like cats myself, but I wouldn't treat one like that if I kept one. Amanda and John cried themselves to sleep that night and they were very, very unhappy. They didn't know that Tabby was alive and well and happy 2 streets away with a new family that she loved. But I don't feel very sorry for the Jones family, do you? They deserved to lose their little tabby cat because they didn't take care of her. Children, your pets are your family. They love you and you love them, and you have to show that you love them by looking after them. You just cannot abandon them when you no longer feel like playing with them or loving them. Be careful. If you do decide to get a pet, it is a responsibility and it is something that you just cannot give away. Good night, children. Good night and sweet dreams.